A reading from the book of Exodus. Moses was tending the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian. Leading the flock across the desert, he came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in fire, flaming out of a bush. As he looked on, he was surprised to see that the bush, though on fire, was not consumed. So Moses decided, I must go over to look at this remarkable sight and see why the bush is not burned. When the Lord saw him coming over to look at it more closely, God called out to him from the bush, Moses, Moses. He answered, Here I am. God said, Come no nearer. Remove the sandals from your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. I am the God of your father, he continued, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. The cry of the children of Israel has reached me, and I have truly noted that the Egyptians are oppressing them. Come now, I will send you to Pharaoh to lead my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and lead the children of Israel out of Egypt? He answered, I will be with you, and this shall be your proof that it is I who have sent you. When you bring my people out of Egypt, you will worship God on this very mountain. The Word of the Lord. On Monday, we began reading the book of Exodus. The story of Moses, the unlikely hero who leads the people of Israel from slavery in Egypt across the Red Sea to freedom, and then to Mount Sinai to be formed as the people of God. There is so much going on in today's reading. Moses, having fled into the desert as a wanted man, is shepherding his father-in-law's sheep when he sees a most unusual sight, a bush on fire, which in and of itself is not remarkable. But though the bush is alight, it is not consumed. Somehow bush and fire exist together. I wonder if God knew that Moses was the type of person who would not run away from what he could not understand, but would instead be drawn in by mystery. And when he comes near, God speaks to him from the bush, Moses, Moses. There are at least 8 other times in the Bible where a person's name is called twice. Abraham, Jacob, Moses, Samuel, Simon Peter, Martha, and Saul, as well as Jesus on the cross, who echoes Psalm 22 when he cries out, My God, my God. In each instance, the one whose name is repeated undergoes transformation. And so it is with Moses, who will go from a lone shepherd to the leader of his people, who will next approach this mountain, Horeb, the mountain of God, though we might know it better as Sinai, not with a flock of sheep, but with the people of Israel. This moment of transformation for Moses is marked with supreme intimacy. God calls Moses' name twice and then instructs him, Remove your sandals, for the place on which you stand is holy ground. The act of removing sandals or shoes is one of deep respect and still practiced in Eastern countries before entering a mosque or synagogue. It is also one of closeness. Remove that which separates, insulates, or cushions you from the holy. Stand with your skin pressed into the sand of this place of encounter with God. As a sacramental people, we believe that God is mediated to us through the stuff of life, often in the ordinary, but at other times profoundly, in a way that calls us to transformation and renewed intimacy with God. Along with being a wife, mother, and catechist, I also at times serve as a doula, a non-medical support provider for women in labor and childbirth. Doula is a Greek word which can be translated as slave, though I think the term unworthy servant from Luke's gospel is a better fit. Attempting to be as unobtrusive as possible, doulas will fetch water and food for the laboring couple, offer a cool washcloth for a flushed forehead, or a warm compress for an aching back. One of the most important roles a doula fulfills, however, is to be a holder of the birthing space, to always bear witness to the reality that the birthing of a baby, whether in a home, birth center, or hospital, is holy ground. While medical providers make sure the woman and child are physically well and safe, the doula is present to the mother's emotional and spiritual journey as she births her baby. Several years ago, while supporting a mother and her husband at the birth of their second child in the hospital, something quite unexpected happened. Despite being closely monitored by her nurse and doctor, the baby was born quite suddenly while neither were in the room. Seeing the baby's head crowning, I instinctively reached my hands out to catch the baby while also calling to the nurse who was preparing the bassinet in an adjoining room. This event remains one of the most profound of my entire life, to have a child fresh from his mother's womb slip so perfectly into my unbelieving hands. For months afterwards, my hands, my whole body felt different, anointed and blessed by the new life that had touched them. And within this event, this holy ground, was a gift and a challenge. Can I stand in front of all people with the awe and reverence that filled me at the birth of that child? And so today, as we ponder anew Moses' encounter with the living God, we might ask, where am I being lovingly and intimately called to transformation? Can I hear the God of Abraham and Sarah, Isaac and Rebekah, call me twice by name to remove my sandals and revel in this holy ground? May we cultivate the awareness that where we are right now, right here, is a privileged place of encounter with the living God.